This week, Lansing area residents had an opportunity to learn more about what's happening at the large vacant tracts of land along West Saginaw, where General Motors factory buildings once stood. Racer Trust, the company that manages the properties, held a public meeting Tuesday to give an update on their plans to clean up the sites. Here to tell us more, current state's Kevin Lavery. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. The sites we're talking about used to be the GM Craft Center, the Metal Forge site, and the Fisher Body plant, and they stood for decades along the West Saginaw corridor. All of them were torn down by 2005. In the last 18 months, officials have found chemical contamination on the grounds, specifically a solvent called 1,4-dioxane, which GM used extensively. I visited the site with Stephen Hayward. He is the planning and development director for Lansing Township, and he explained to me what 1,4-dioxane is and where it's located.
It's used in a lot of things. It's used in toothpaste, but at a concentration much less than what they've discovered below the surface here. It used to be used to clean the presses. It would cut through the oil and would allow them to get to the machinery, and it wasn't known to be a contaminant, and so it was used in massive amounts. And over a period of time, it filtered in through those press pits down into the ground and then started to migrate to the south about a quarter mile away.
Aside from the fact that in the last decade, this area has just simply been a large concrete brownfield, what did the loss of all these GM facilities mean for the township, for the economy, the tax base, the sense of identity of the residents?
Well, I think there's two issues. One is there's some residents that are on the east side of the property that are in a very stable neighborhood that necessarily didn't feel like they benefited from the General Motors plants. They were more geared towards the state government to the east, and I'm referring to the west side neighborhood of Lansing. Very strong neighborhood, very passionate about trying to protect their quality of life. And then you have on the other side of the tracks, which is literally a railroad track, is the Lansing Township residents, which were workforce housing. Those were homes that were occupied by people who worked directly for General Motors. And what we saw with the closing of the plants was an out-migration of that population. And a lot of those homes went from owner-occupied, the relatively small workforce housing, and they became rentals. And as an outcome of that, we've seen the neighborhood slip a little bit. And last week, the township adopted a rental ordinance. We were the last community in the region to adopt one. In the past, we hadn't felt that we needed one. Now we do, because we've seen these neighborhoods go through a transition period, and we need to be a little more involved in making sure that the neighborhood's stabilized and the housing stock is stabilized.
What do you envision seeing here one day?
I think that what we'll have is a combination of some housing on portions of it, some light industrial, some retail, potentially some office. But we're a mile away from the state capitol, and from this point you can actually see the state capitol. So it needs to be something. It would disappoint me if 10 years from now I looked back and see that in the capital city in the state of Michigan, we are not able to revitalize 200 acres to benefit both the residents of the region and the state of Michigan.
Stephen Hayward is the Director of Planning and Development for Lansing Township. Thanks for giving me the update.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And joining me now in the Current State studio is Patricia Spitzley. Patricia is the Deputy Redevelopment Manager for the Racer Trust, the caretaker agency for the former General Motors sites. Patricia, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
The meeting you attended on Tuesday night, rather, was an opportunity for Racer Trust to update the public on these cleanup efforts at the GM sites in Lansing. What did Racer officials say?
Yeah, we have those meetings as part of our continual outreach to our communities. We have, 89 communities in 14 states. And so we regularly provide these information sessions. What we shared with them on Tuesday was the results of almost a year-long continuing testing of the site and talking about the 1,4-dioxane that was discovered on the site. Mm-hmm. Telling them that we've done extensive testing. As a matter of fact, since the trust was formed in 2011, we've installed 32 monitoring wells, drilled nearly 350 borings, and collected almost 1,500 soil and groundwater samples So last year when we had a meeting, this time last year, right after that meeting, we discovered this 1,4-dioxane. And as Steve Hayward said, you know, it's in a variety of things, but what GM used it is an additive to stabilize some industrial solvents. What we wanted to convey to the residents there is that this 1,4-dioxane plume does not extend to the municipal drinking water, and that we've been working with Department of Environmental Quality to develop a plan to address the contamination that's on the site.
You've already demonstrated through your testing that 1,4-dioxane is not getting into the public water supply.
Yes, we have.
You've conclusively demonstrated that.
Yes, we have. And we've worked with the Lansing Board of Water and Light to do that. We recognize that is a wellhead protection area and that there are a number of wells around there that contribute to the drinking water in the community. And so we immediately reached out to the Lansing Board of Water and Light and worked with them to do the testing to make sure that this contaminant does not impact those drinking water areas.
And how did the public respond, or what kind of questions did they have? What was the tone of the meeting in terms of the relationship between racer officials and just the general public at the meeting?
I think that there is concern. I mean, of course, when you're talking about a contaminant, there's always concern about adverse impacts. And so we've been very open and very careful to explain that there are no adverse impacts from this, but that it is something that we need to address and to clean up. Another thing that was discussed was a concern about some of the activity on the site. We have contracted with a third party to have cars parked on the site, and there was some concern about the increased traffic there. And what we took away from that is that we need to be a little bit more vigilant in what's going on, and we need to make calls to make sure that any negative activity or disruptive activity in the neighborhood is minimized.
The members of the public are just parking their cars there?
No, it's a third party we've contracted with who are parking cars from the General Motors plant. And it's a long story. Basically, the winter, and it was, the cars that needed to be parked there so that they can be shipped out to other dealerships.
Patricia Spitzley is our guest. Patricia is the Deputy Redevelopment Manager for Racer Trust, the caretaker agency for the former GM sites here in Lansing. So you alluded to your proposed remediation plan that you've sent to the DEQ. How do you intend to clean up the toxins there specifically?
Well, it involves basically pumping out the contamination, treating the water, and pumping it back in, basically recirculating the water through. So it pushes the contamination back to our treatment area, and then once we treat the water, we pump the clean water back in. It's a process that takes a while, but we're working with the DEQ, and if they approve the plan, that's one of the cleanup strategies that we're going to employ.
How long is a while? Do you know? I mean, are we talking months or years?
We're talking years.
Okay.
But I want you to know that how the Racer Trust was formed, we were formed with cleanup dollars specifically for this site. And we recognize that it's going to take a while, but the Trust's mission is to clean up the sites and position them for redevelopment. And so we do have those dollars to address the legacy environmental issues at the site.
Do you think the public might get impatient with the fact that it's going to take years, or do you think they're tolerant of that?
I think that there is concern about the site and concern that there hasn't been redevelopment at the site. But I think there are two things to consider. The first thing is that we can market the site, and we continue to market the site for redevelopment separate from the environmental cleanup. And even if there is remediation going on at the site and someone purchases that property, they are comforted in that they do not have to assume those legacy environmental costs. The unique feature about Racer is that we will continue our environmental responsibilities even after we sell the site or a portion of the site to someone else.
Steve Hayward mentioned a minute ago that the township's housing stock needs stabilizing. Do you see residential as part of the GM site?
Well, one of the things that we do and one of when we work with local government is we talk to them about what their economic development vision is for the site. You know, what would they like to see there? And then based on those discussions, we put together a marketing brochure and we market the site in accordance with their wishes. Keeping in mind that Racer is the owner and in its sole discretion is, you know, has the ultimate decision on selling a piece of property, but we don't make those activities. We don't do those activities in a vacuum. We work very closely with the local government. And so, you know, input from Steve Hayward and input from the Lansing Township, input from the City of Lansing is important for Racer when we are marketing the properties.
How much has Lansing Township shared with you about what they'd like to see there?
We have a great partnership with Lansing Township. We have a great partnership with the City of Lansing, and we own property in Delta Township and meet regularly with them. And so we receive input from them on a regular basis. We provide them input on our marketing efforts. If there is someone who is interested in a piece of property in their community, we make sure to the extent that we can that interested party meets the vision of the community.
You could divvy up. How many acres are we talking about here in Lansing or Lansing Township?
About almost 300 if you're talking Delta Township, Lansing Township, and the City of Lansing. And we do have the ability to split up the property. We recognize that it's unlikely that someone's going to want to come in and buy the whole footprint. And so we market the property as a whole, but we're also willing to sell off pieces of the property.
This is interesting because I'm told you grew up in a GM family.
I did. My father-in-law worked at the Kraft Center there. I have cousins who work in GM right now. I have family that work at the Fisher Body plant. And so the revitalization of this area is very important to me. I remember those facilities mm-hmm. there, and I remember the people that used to work there.
But 300 acres, this could be a patchwork of all different kinds of redevelopment over the long term.
Absolutely.
That's how you see it? I mean, you see residential, you see light industrial. I don't know, do you see heavy industrial?
Possibly for the heavy industrial, but absolutely. I mean, if you look at the Saginaw corridor there, where our property right along Saginaw, and we have property on either side of that corridor, it's a great place for commercial. Okay. We have a partnership where we're working with the Lansing Board of Water and Light. They just issued a request for proposal for solar.
Yeah.
And we have been fortunate that they've asked us to include our properties in that RFP, and so there could be solar there. So there's a variety of options for redevelopment at that site.
Very interesting. Patricia, we'll have you back. Patricia Spitzley is the Deputy Redevelopment Manager for Racer Trust here in Lansing. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.